This is my first self-Reiki session on Saturday, August 3rd at 3:21 a.m. This is going to be in regards to my root chakra, and I'm going to be pulling out memories, energies, and or anything really that may have been stuck in the root chakra. I think this is the next stage in my healing, which is self-healing, and we're going to see what comes up, what emotions come up, who those people are that set off these emotions. Maybe they connected to me with their energy, and we're going to see what that is. How that has influenced my life up until this point. For right now, like I said, I have been seeing lots of white silver quartz. So I'm seeing lots of quartz. And these quartz are basically just, what that means is just its connections to my body, to my root chakra, via other people and their energy. It might not even just be connections from them to me. It could be me connecting to their energy. And so that kind of needs to be dismantled. Also, there are a lot of silver cords from my understanding, which it just holds a memory. And sometimes the memory also holds an energy. And sometimes in those memories, it's more than one energy. It's multiple energies involving multiple people, and I would rather just clear it and say no, I don't need this. I want to just be clear about all of that. So far, the few scans in the root chakra, and because the root chakra is all about, you know, feeling grounded, being rooted on earth, and, you know, relationships, being rooted in relationships of all kinds of relationships, friendships, family, you know, romantic or sexual or anything like that. It's whatever you decide to ground your energy into, or where you decide to ground your energy into. And I feel myself being grounded in my elementary school. Well, not really. I wasn't grounded in these places, because when I looked into these silver cords, I didn't feel grounded. But while I was there, there were a lot more people that were definitely consciously grounded. I was not consciously grounded. I was still very much in the subconscious, in the cycles. There was a lot of karma still being acted out within me. And sitting in me, of course. So I wasn't rooted. But there are a lot of locations where a lot of things happen, and I'm corded to it. That's what I mean. There are three that I picked up on so far of these memories and that lie within these cords. The first one is, it's an emotional and physical print, imprintation, a scan. And it's... in the root chakra, where I'm being held, and I'm looking up at the ceiling, but I'm not understanding what I'm looking at when I'm looking up at the ceiling. Like, I see that it's, you know, as an adult now, I understand what the image is. What the memory is showing me, the memory is me looking up at the ceiling, and it's the ceiling, it's tiles, ceiling tiles, in the hospital. Sometimes the light's on, sometimes the light's not. And sometimes I'm just seeing my mother's face. That's another, like, small memory of just seeing my mother's face, and she's very happy to be holding me, and that's a nice feeling to see. But the one thing that's really sticking out is when I'm looking up at the ceiling, I'm very confused about what I'm looking at. So I'm not sure what that is. I'm not sure what the ceiling is. And because of that, it actually made me confused. And I'm, in the memory, I'm sort of feeling it. And I'm going, what am I looking at? What is it? And I can only imagine, obviously, you know, I'm not understanding it as a human being or adult would, but it's more than that. I'm looking up at the ceiling and it's, I can tell, I'm not conscious of what I'm looking at. I don't understand what this ceiling is supposed to mean to me as of yet. The second scan that I picked up on, it's a different court. I wasn't sure if it was all the same memory, but they're different memories. They're happening in different time sequences. And so it's a secondary cord, memory cord. And it's also in the root chakra. And it's, I'm being held by my mother and it's in the hospital. And I'm feeling overwhelmed because there are a lot of people coming in to see me. This must have been the first few days after I was born. And so I'm feeling a lot of emotions coming from different people that I can only now imagine and see that are family members. But it's I'm overwhelmed by the emotions. And it's not just that I'm overwhelmed by the emotions, the emotions of excitement with certain family members who are coming to see me. It's also that I'm also seeing and feeling who they are. So their energy. And a lot of them don't feel all that great. And so I'm also feeling overwhelmed and uncomfortable in regards to the excitement with my family members being excited to see me, but then being overwhelmed and uncomfortable with the fact that a lot of them kind of don't feel that great. And so it's all within that one cord and scan. The third scan, silver cord memory that I'm remembering is where I'm being taken from one place repeatedly and brought into a different room as a newborn. I felt multiple people handling me, touching me, fussing over me. It could be the nurses, it could just be different people wanting to hold me, maybe family. But I got the information came out at me as if it was, you know, hospital personnel. And so I'm feeling their affection towards me because, I mean, I'm the sense that I'm getting is, oh, wow, like, he's so cute. He's so tiny. So it's a lot of things. And it's sort of, it's there. And because it's there, it's basic connections. Connections to me. Connections from other people's energies. And it's there. Those are sort of the three that I'm picking up on so far. I'm not sure if there will be more to come. I'm sure there will. It's just what I'm feeling.